Episode 18 of Red Wings Rant, where tirades and impassioned pleas about your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. We fully realize that the Red Wings game is rolling right now, but Mike, there's a Super Bowl coming up, so we got family coming over to both our houses. We gotta wrap this stuff up. All right. Speaking of wrapping up, we also got business to do. Mike, you want to roll into
what Matt meant to say is the Superb Owl is hours from coming out. There's a big game later, is what Matt meant to say. But anyway, have you ever wanted to give yourself better odds of winning a bet? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to do just that. All players who place a bet on Sunday night's basketball game between
next LeBron. Sunday.
Oh, wait, Sunday. Wait, today's Sunday. Hold on here. It's probably next Sunday. So. You know, this is coming. Yeah, you know what's going on, man. It's the big LA-Denver game. Yeah. We just need people to have a hand in lowering that over-under on the game. It's pretty cool. That's right. So for every 1,000 players who bet the over on Sunday night's game, the over-under will drop by a point. That's to our benefit. I had to read it three times because I thought they made an oof, but it's for us. Matt, every bettor who hammers the over in Sunday's Denver versus Los Angeles game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You could double your money by hammering the over. If that isn't enough excitement for you, there's a huge title fight happening this weekend, UFC 258.
Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to hammer the over on Sunday night's basketball game when LA takes on Denver. For every 1,000 people that bet over on Sunday's game, the line will decrease by 1 point. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the over hitting. So tell your friends and family, this is a team effort. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Virginia, call 888-532-3500. Whew, that's DraftKings. Promo code THPN. Folks. It's 3-1. Hey-o! While I was reading through the
draft. I know, a goal in it. I had to.
That was that celebration right in the middle there. Oh, yeah. Boy. I didn't even see who scored, so I'm going to have to wait. Robbie Fabry gives the boys a 3-1 lead. All right. Whew. We can start to. All right. Let's give Jeff Blashill an extension. Right, Mike?
You know what? I'm giving him an extension, and I am outright releasing Anthony Mantha and Bertuzzi. You're out. You're
gone. Our boy Dave Aikman, who co-hosts the Vegas Nightly podcast. Yeah. I always get it confused because I think the Vegas Golden Knights have the Vegas Weekly, where the Vegas Nightly makes more sense because they're the Knights, and it's, you know, you get to do it nightly. It works. But Dave puts out there, can we clone Bob Probert? And, of course, in reference to Glendening getting his head knocked off today by, you could say Gudas, or you could say as, I think it's, what is it, Homeroids on Twitter said, poo ass, which I'm
I like that.
Yep.
Also, as a former subscriber to Highlights for Children, there was the brothers. One would do things the correct way. It was Gallant, and then there was Goofus. So I'm going to go ahead and refer to him as Goofus from the Highlights for Children.
Mike, that was the absolute worst name to bring up right now because everybody's pulling for Gallant to be this sort of bet. That would have been a great transition. But since everybody wants Flash O'Gon and Gallant to come in.
Oh, what a failure on my part. Damn it.
I'll just say this. I mean, here's how this episode's gonna go. We're watching. There's 9 minutes to go as we're recording in the third period. Like we mentioned, we have quite a bit going on later today, including the Super Bowl, including family coming over. Mike, my stupid pizza. How do you do the opposite of a shout out? Cottage Inn wouldn't let me set up my pizza delivery for 5:30. Okay. Because they said it was too close to the time range of the 5 o'clock estimated time. Okay, pizza showed up at 4:30, man. So,
ooh,
we're not going to be done for like another 20 minutes.
That's going to be some good. It's going to taste day old. I love that. Hey,
thanks a lot, Cottage Inn. Appreciate it. A quick shout out to Green Lantern Pizza, who did not get the nod from that douche El Presidente this week. God, I hate that guy. But he does those pizza reviews. Well, I mean, he's from Barstool Sports. Everybody knows those pizza reviews. He gave a bad score to my favorite pizza place of all time in Detroit. So everybody, everyone I've ever talked to loves Green Lantern Pizza. Mike, I know you love it too. So I just have to throw that out there since we got boned by Cottage Inn today. God, do I miss, if there's one thing I miss, since we moved out to Livingston County, my wife and I, it's that Green Lantern pizza. Oh my God. So good. So guys, go get yourself some Green Lantern pizza if you're out in the Detroit area. But Mike, I have a commercial. I've got a Menards commercial going right now. This episode's going to be all over the place because I'm going to want to celebrate some goals. But we also have to talk about, Mike, Game 2 against the Tampa Bay Lightning. What I tweeted out was, can you say vast improvement? We all know what happened in the first game. It was done in about 5 minutes. Yours truly was on the Slapshot Sweethearts podcast for the second period. And, you know, honestly, I came on there ready to talk analytics. I did my research. I came on ready to talk play by play. And by the time I got on there, the game was already over, even though it was the second period. But that game two, Mike, here's the thing. Let's do this because the push to get Blashill fired is getting harder and harder. But against the Tampa Bay Lightning, Mike, we had a 60% expected goals for, 75% high danger. Winning that, to me, has always been the key. We're not winning it right now against the Panthers, but we have a 3-1 lead. But, you grab, like, through the whole season, if you're winning the high danger chances, I think you're going to have a good chance of winning because that means you're preventing them and you're getting more, which is dumb when I say it that way. It sounds really dumb, but that's how you win games. But when you do it against the Tampa Bay Lightning, either you make the argument, sure, they – Maybe we're playing down to their opponent after that first game. Maybe they felt bad. There's a good relationship between the two teams, of course, with Yzerman having being the former GM, and the coaches apparently have a good relationship. Of course, Art Blashill and then their John Cooper. But all that combined, I highly doubt that they just decided to give us throw us a bone and say let's see if they can catch up. So with all that being said, can we say that, everyone? Like, I know we were all upset that it was still a loss, but God, Mike, it wasn't 3-0 5 minutes into the first period, and we had a chance to win that thing against the Tampa Bay freaking Lightning. Sure, without the cooch, but advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it was worlds of difference from the previous game. It did kind of look like, a little bit of a practice for Tampa Bay. Once they got past the goal, it kind of looked like the Red Wings were like, well, we're not going to score two. We're done. There's a lot of heads being hung. The effort was non-existent. But we returned and we didn't win. I don't think anyone expected us to win, but it was just much more enjoyable as a Red Wing fan. And right now we're
I'm watching
Giovanni Smith win a fist fight. And then frustrate, was it Uyghur? Going down into the tunnel, just smashing his hockey stick. Some real rage here. Giovanni, I don't know how he's not been playing every game. He's been all over the ice today besides his goal. Frustrating guys, mashing skulls. Let's get some more time for Giovanni. I'm kind of pumped here to talk a minute about some of the players who are getting that call up from that taxi squad.
I mean, like, this is what I wanted to talk about with the Lightning game, but this will transition beautifully since we have Giovanni Smith really laying, the body in there, almost taking his head off, which I'm totally cool with. I mean, this is getting back at the Panthers for murdering Glendening in the first period. Yeah. And then of course getting in the fight here with Ekblad. That was so much fun to watch. But what I wanted to bring up was the expected goals battle for Zadina, Larkin, and Giovanni in that second game against the Lightning, where they took 80% of the expected goals. So basically, we bring it up all the time. The expected goals is basically that measurement of where your chances, your pucks going at the net, the opportunity for you to actually put a goal compared to what you're allowing. And that percentage base is basically your expected goals over their or your expected goals allowed. So for us to get 80%, we're not talking like grades in school. 80% is humongous. Yeah. I mean, if you're basically talking something at least to the effect that's as close to 1-0. If you're talking like the Red Wings amount of expected goals that they actually put in line by line. Compared to an expected goals against. So I know I just keep saying expected goals, so I'm going to stop. But basically what we're looking at is, Mike, I think Giovanni Smith right now is proving, and I brought this up on Twitter, and especially with the goal today from a play that I dubbed him to be our junkyard dog. Like, he's a tenacious junkyard dog. He never stops chasing the puck in a responsible way. He doesn't put himself out of position. But the tenacity continues, Mike, as he's defending Luke Glendening today, getting in the fight as we just watched right now. Mike, Bertuzzi's out, okay? So we could acknowledge that we're a tad bit shorthanded in that regard. I brought this up on Twitter for anybody watching. Mike, we might have a guy that we can slot in for the Bertuzzi's sake, no problem. Because we're talking about two guys that when we talked about their play before the season started, or I should say, we talked about Bertuzzi's play before the season started, tenacity was at the top of our mind. Like, it just never stops with him. That's how he finds success. And right now, Giovanni Smith, through a couple of games here, is really pulling, like, I'm the Bertuzzi while he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I think it was one of our highlight clips when I tried to have my hungry, hungry hippos joke. And you popped in to try and whack-a-mole that one down. Giovanni Smith is a world-class hungry, hungry hippo player. He's not about the finesse and the patience. He's out there just mashing skulls. That's the second time I got to use that phrase today. And he's just being opportunistic, in front of the net and making plays. And I feel like too many times, especially with our third worst, power play in the NHL, feels like the worst. Incredibly, there's two teams doing worse. whenever we set up a play, it just never seems to be anything that any other NHL team would be designing. You try in Hungry Hungry Hippo at 5-on-5. And, I think Osgood talked about it a little bit today in the intermissions. Red Wings are fighting, they're battling, and they're doing just that. I'm still trying to at him on Twitter to see if I could get hashtag HHH going, but we'll just have to be patient on that one. So, Matt, power plays poop, but 5-on-5 plays still doing pretty well. I mean, it's about as good as how the Panthers are doing, and they're a top team in the league right now.
Actually, let me try and cue this guy up here. I want to see if we can watch, because you were talking about creating those chances, and one of the things that I highlighted with Giovanni Smith is creating second chances. But I mean, this is the idea where Florida has the puck, and just to kind of share, let's see if I can share this and not get taken down by the NHL. YouTube viewers, when you watch live, you get a lot of bonuses, including all of the content I steal, not being taken down by the NHL by the time the video's up there. But I mean, here it is. I mean, this is the end of the play, but you can see Giovanni putting it in. But I'm, it's Yandle that's got the puck there. It's Bobby Ryan who finishes that play, but it's Giovanni who's forcing that. And I got to stop now before we get in too much trouble. But it's Giovanni that starts that. I mean, to use that, like, to continue to use that junkyard dog mentality, where it's, you know, that whole idea behind there is that, Mike, I mean, we've seen it in the movies. You try and steal something from a junkyard. You've got that dog that's on the chain, and, you know, you start running from him, and you hope you get caught by the chain. The only thing is, Mike, no chain on Giovanni Smith. He just keeps rolling. And I wanted to use the idea of sniffing out the puck because, in a responsible way, he just never stops coming. And it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm really scattered right now because I'm also watching the penalty kill. And, Florida's really controlling the puck right now. So anybody that's listening to this tomorrow, there's 4 minutes and 40 seconds left, 30 seconds to go in the power play. So you guys know where our head's at. Still 3-1. We're still holding our breath. Now, Mike, another goal that happened today, I think, is definitely worth pointing out, and I think we can have some fun with it, is Mark Stahl, who scored today. The way Mickey Redmond put it was, of all the people to score on the backhand, he started laughing. Like, kind of just that sense, like, we all saw that we had the improved play against Tampa. And of course, when you're on an 8-game losing streak, there's a lot of missed opportunities. So I think it's just, we all play the eyeball test with Mark Stahl. We know that Stetcher's dragging him all over the ice, and that sentiment by Mickey Redmond was just beautiful to kind of just be like, are you kidding me? All the people to put one in the back of the net with a beautiful play too. I'm going to see how much trouble we get in here. And try and share this one. Of course, if you guys are listening to the show, you can find us on YouTube as the Brothers of Discussion. And we've created a playlist for our Red Wings Rant show, so you guys can find it there if you do want to follow along with the videos that we're sharing. But, Mike, I think you can see that there. So what I like was the idea that this was an activation by Stahl. So when you see him coming around on the left side of the ice, if you're looking down at the net, you can see it at the start here. See him coming down. It's the activation of this play where Stetcher's going to throw it at the net. He hits Stahl, and Stahl is going to finish that, but he did start it too. And I like the idea that was pointed out because this, Mike, is either something that you want to give a lot of credit to Stahl, to be completely honest, or everybody else's favorite, Blashill.
Oh, look at this guy. Trying to stir the old
pot. Coming down hard. But I think, especially when you're up 3-1 against the Panthers, who are doing a pretty good job trying to lead our division right now, I think it's okay if I start coming back and trying to tout the boy that we don't think, you know, he's not going to make it too deep into next season. He's probably might not make it into next season, but he definitely doesn't deserve to get fired right now. But anyways, that's where that's coming from. It's hard to just say from one play that, you know, okay, everything's solved for Mark Stahl and Jeff Blashill. But I think my point is just that I want to give him some credit here because this does look like something that was planned. And, I mean, shoot, if you can coach a Mark Stahl to actually put a goal in, there's something there, right? Like, you got to give him some credit.
There's just a multitude of stunning statistics today.
Just got to say bye to Dave, who's headed off to record himself. But Dave, also enjoy the Super Bowl, man.
Woo! Matt is really trying to get us in trouble for dropping the SB bombs. That's his third one in this episode.
You can't say it.
Unless you're talking about a really nice bowl that you're using to serve chips in. I don't think you can say it.
All
right. So, Matt, today is game number 13. Today's game number 13, okay?
Yeah.
Collectively, Now, we're a pretty terrible offense. Only 8 Red Wings have scored goals. If you include today, we now have Jovani Smith and beloved Mark Stahl joining that elite group of goal scorers on the Red Wings. So now 10 people have scored goals, man. Mark Stahl has joined that small group. And of our defensemen, we now have 2 who've scored, DeKaiser and Mark Stahl. Matt, is Mark Stahl our number 2 defenseman?
Oh, absolutely. Now, here's what's really going to grind everybody's gears here. Yeah. So while we're watching this wrap up, I said, I guess he was due. And by that, I took a look at the individual expected goals for all of our defensemen. Yeah. And Mark Stahl was just about to hit 1 individually expected goal.
clockwork.
0.93, almost clockwork, doubling up. What was that?
Clockwork.
Yeah.
That's absolutely our new nickname for Mark Stahl. Expected goal, clockwork.
All right, let's quick recap for everybody while my mind's a scramble here. 3 minutes to go, 3-1 Wingies. There's an empty net now for Florida. And of course,
Jovani Smith out there. I want number 2. Or Mark Stahl. Get him number 2. He can lead our defenseman in goals. Come on, baby.
He'll destroy the analytics. He can't do it, Mike. Don't let
him
do it.
It's about to be 4-1. Scores!
All right, so I'm
this is our first road win.
I'm like a minute behind Mike right now, so I have not seen it, but I got the update on Twitter that Vladdy's about to put one in. Here we go. Oh, this is fun. Boom. All right. 4-1. So now, it's official, everybody. I'm going to put the stamp down while you guys are listening to this, you know, the next day on the podcast, anybody watching live. The Wings won a hockey game. All right.
Can I say real quick? One of my favorite things in the NBA is a turnover, and then there's nobody in the backcourt defensively. And then the player scoring on the turnover will usually put down some tomahawk jam.
I know where you're going.
Really get everybody up off their feet. Now, my question is, why didn't Namisnikov do like a Mighty Ducks triple deke with nobody in front of him?
Yeah, or do like a spin deke, do a 360 jam.
Do a Gretzky wraparound.
remember Todd Bertuzzi's classic shootout goal? They called it the Todd Bertuzzi, and they got it banned because they said technically this is him going backwards, so he's not allowed to do this play anymore. But it was the like he would take the puck and go 360 and slam it in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look it up, the Todd Bertuzzi. Everybody who's not familiar, I know we stand for Tyler over Todd. And as the years go on, I think the story of Todd Bertuzzi gets worse and worse. But look up the Todd Bertuzzi goal. It's a goodie. But that would be a fun one on a breakaway on an empty net to watch Flatty do slam it down in the corner. No, it is, Mike. That's an art. I think you should actually tweet about that and see if you can get more folks on board. But I guess shoot. So I brought up the individual expected goals, and like I said, everybody, this episode was going to be all over the place. But that 0.93 is more or less in reference to the fact that Mark is giving up a lot. Mike, he puts himself out of position, and this is kind of what happens. Now how many, we're coming through 8 losses in a row. So yeah. Obviously this is that one time where it helped out. So here's the thing, Mike. I mean, this is where, like, if anybody catches wind of this, I wanted to bring this up for funsies. And analytically, yes, of course he lined it up. He was about to hit 1 individual expected goal. He just hit it maybe a day early. But this is it, Mike. When you have a guy like Mark Stahl, who's not the fastest guy on your team, and he's certainly not putting himself in that position where he's setting up his team, if you want to say Stetcher, just individually, who's been his line pairing defenseman most of the season. When you're trying these plays, if you have this ability to knock it in and you could be consistent, I say go for it. But Mike, I'm going to go ahead and ask that we don't see more of this from Mark. To me, this is more or less a representation that Mark is taking way too many chances, or it's just this thing where he's at this point said, F it, I'm just going to go for it. Let's crank up these numbers. Let's see if I can put one in again. There's not too much to dissect here besides the fact that I want him to cut it out.
I think he's been looking at the stat sheet, man.
What is that?
And he's been looking at the stat sheet. He's like, you know what, guys? I was listening to Red Wings rant, and we only have one defenseman with a goal. So, Big Thunder Stall, I'm going to light that lamp up, boys. All right. And then he jumped over the boards and ba-boom! Put in defensive goal number two for the Red Wings. So, man, quite an ovation deserved for Mr. Stahl. He's basically the engine of this Red Wing juggernaut offense, who put up four today against Florida. Their first loss of the season, Matt. I know that you have a season's worth of statistics, but I am going off the recency bias. Matt, slot us into that 8 seed. We are ready for the playoffs. I can't wait.
Oh, I was going to say, well, we definitely have the 8th spot in the division right now.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do have that locked in.
Pretty crazy. You know what, Mike? I'll confess this right now. I am using DraftKings, and it has been a wild ride because I've been doing very small bets and trying to be
trying to nickel and dime, huh?
Yeah, and I've made some money, but today I decided to go a little above and beyond. So I said Detroit was going to win, and I took Tampa in the big game, as you want there me to put we it. Go. So, Mike, if Tampa comes away, old Maddie.
Dude, by big game, are you talking about football, or are you talking about L.A. and Denver?
Coming up next Sunday.
Yeah.
I try not to have my parlays go too deep into a week. I want to keep them on the same day to see what happens. That's what I've got going now. So now it's like hold my breath. Oh man, yeah, see, there you go. I could cash out right now for $28 on the $5 that I bet. So I don't know. I could either wait because I got two of my bets. I said I took the over for the LA Kings and the Golden Knights, and they went well over. So I took the Red Wings, and now I just need the Bucks. So I either take $28 home, Mike, or I hold on, pray that Tom Brady gets another one. Yeah. And I'm taking $62. What do you think I should do? Should I cash out now?
Absolutely not. You got to hold on for that big Nuggets game. Just keep it in. Keep it in there, Matt.
I can't add it. It's already in. That's my bet.
Don't cash out. See if you can parlay, Matt. Parlay!
I did. That's what I did.
Double parlay. Right. God damn it. Okay.
Mike, check the Corsi numbers on that. I already parlayed.
Man, this is getting dangerous. I feel a scoring chance around. Ah! All right.
I like how excited and rambly I get. This show has zero direction today. But one last thing I want to mention. Or you know what? Let's do this. Mike, we do want to make sure everybody's checking out all the shows on the Hockey Podcast Network. So these are our boys. We were featured on the show a while back. Back when the playoffs started, we made the argument to give them a shot. Watch the Habs. But this is Habs Nightly. Check out their quick promo.
I'm just so heated because of what you're telling me, because I do not want to live in a world where a Kraft dinner is the fucking substitute to a good macaroni. You're putting powder.
No. Macaroni, as you call it, is a substitute for KD.
God. Oh my God, go to Italy.
If you ask,
open some fucking
No. If you ask any Canadian, would they rather have macaroni or KD, they will tell you KD is the best, it is superior, it is the fucking national treasure, and it is the greatest dish in Canada.
I'm Mason Dixon, a Habs fan stuck in Leafs country, with my co-host Corey, a Southern beauty trapped deep in the bayous of Louisiana. With over 2,500 kilometers of separation, we've still managed to come together to give you Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content.
While I don't know what a kilometer is, I do know Habs hockey. Don't let the 10-year age gap or distance fool you. We bleed Blue Blanc et Rouge, and we're known to serve up hot takes along with our unique charm.
Join us every Monday and Thursday for Hockey Talk, Ref Rage, and your daily dose of Southern ignorance. Only on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Katie is the superior macaroni and cheese.
Get the fuck out of here. You put ketchup on your fucking macaroni, you nasty kid?
Yes, I fucking do.
This has been Habs Nightly. You guys have a great night.
Hey, guys. Enough with the swearing on the edge, guys. Come on. Cool your jets. It's just mac and cheese. All right. Mike,
with all due respect, if you are putting ketchup on your macaroni and cheese, you can use an expletive.
All right. Like I said, our families are here. They're ready to our I think our respective homes. We're about to watch the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. God, I did it again. The big game.
We're pulling the plug on this show.
Just a quick recap. We'll run through these numbers here as the Red Wings went against everything I say we need for us to win. So basically we broke the bank here. But Mike, we lose the Corsi battle. We tied the scoring chances for battle here. Now, if we're talking the scoring Corsi battle, we get destroyed 62% to 37%. High danger battle, Mike, goes to Florida. And, of course, when you win that high danger battle, you're probably going to win the expected goals battle as well. So, Mike, we just right down the line, everything went Florida's way in that regard. And we could pull up that heat map, too, and just show these big old orange bubbles. If you guys or watching on YouTube, you'll see this here in a second. I'm just going to share it.
Color map. Let's get that map going.
I'm just going to show it for a minute here.
Those open, festering wounds. Oh. Woo, look at that.
Yeah, it's a juicy one today. Mike, everything about this game, from an analytics perspective, said we were going to lose. And including, Mike, if you want to go back to what your favorite stat was, that Tampa hadn't had a regulation loss yet, and they had Detroit coming in. That was probably the biggest glaring one. So, Mike, the interesting thing here and why I'm bringing this up is this was our opportunity to overcome everything we had seen in these last eight losses where we thought we were going to collect a win. Mike, that second game against Tampa, we said that we played a better game than Tampa, but we still didn't win. So
it's true.
Here's the scary thing, Mike. Is this a good omen, in your opinion, or a bad omen? So we play down a peg, I would say, from an advanced analytics perspective, and we pull out the victory. So we broke analytics to get a win.
Yeah, the Athletic just filed for Chapter 11. That's how rough this was today. all those man hours wasted on deep cut analytics, undone by Uncle Mark Stahl coming in and dropping the thunder. Yeah, it's a pretty stunning turn of events, Matt. This was the most eyeball testy game, I think, of the whole season. We tied our goals scored. This is the second time we've scored four goals. The other time being that game where we demolished Carolina. And I mean, outside of scoring, which was nice, it didn't feel like we got a lot of cheap goals. It seemed like they were all effort plays, Matt. And then I felt like there's a lot of not necessarily even giveaways by Florida. I would categorize those as takeaways by the Red Wings, who had quite a few Datsuki and steals, if I may. Even if those plays didn't exactly amount to goals, there's just quite a few instances where it felt like the Red Wings were being sneaky quick and picking the pockets of the Panthers. So it was just, you know, again, eyeball test, a much more enjoyable, couple games in a row performance by the Wing Wheels.
Which, again, I think when we're looking at this season, this is how I want to wrap up. I got into some heated conversations today and about Jeffy Blashill. I just, like, I'll say it again. Like, we're still on schedule. Okay, the schedule said suck for 3 to 6 years. We're still in that window. So I just, if we can compete and these games are close, and like today we broke analytics and won 4-1.
Yeah.
I say that this is what it's all about. And I also ask everyone, pump the brakes on the Fire Blashill. It's just, this is the world we're in. And you know, in the grand scheme of things, Mike, if we had 2 more wins, and you know, we're getting closer to like a playoff spot. Is that really what we want right now? Woo-wee! I mean, what? If we're talking like, even if the draft prospects for this upcoming year aren't that great, don't you want the value for our first round to be high if we're going to be thinking about playing those really risky games of like trading first round picks to get more picks next year? Like, let's say that was part of the game. Like, you want to finish down there. And they did not look bad in that second game. So I just want everybody to reassess, just sit back, just enjoy the game like this. Enjoy when we're close against Tampa Bay, but gosh darn, it's doing better than I think we're giving credit for, but we do have to be ready for those huge losses. Like we had against Tampa. You have to be prepared for those. It's going to happen. But, you know, it happens to everyone.
I just think with, you know, Stahl growing that beard out, he's very Thor-like at this point. I got a new nickname for him, Matt. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so, you know, after the Mighty Mjolnir was shattered, you know, we had to go get a new weapon. We got the Stormbreaker. Now, we broke an 8-game losing streak overall this season. We broke an 8-game losing streak to the Panthers. Matt, Mark Stahl, streak breaker.
You don't want to give that to Grice?
No, I'm not giving that to Grice. He was part of the losing streak, Matt. It's Mark Stahl dropping the thunder.
Stahl definitely added to that losing streak, damn it.
No, he was the streak breaker. Don't you, okay, you want to wrap get up? Out of here with Grice.
We got to wrap that up.
I've had enough of this, Matt. The interview should have been with Mark Stahl after that game. I'm furious.
Who's that Pokemon?
Yeah, let's do a goddamn who's that Pokemon.
Who's that Pokemon? I'm surprised that doesn't get ripped off YouTube yet. Go ahead.
Pokemon, every episode I cherry pick a quote out of head coach Jeff Blashill, and we bring in a friend of the show, Paul Woods, to come in and read that quote. Matt's got to guess who that player is in reference to here from the quote from Jeff Blashill. Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. All right, very excited to be here again on another exciting episode of Red Wings Red. Michael looking handsome as usual, Matt. Wearing a hat. So here we go. This is a quote from employed Detroit Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill with a stupendous victory today. Totally all in his effort and game planning and management. My God, how did he put this together? No Mantha, no Bertuzzi. Hell of a game by Jeff Blashill. Extension in the works here coming for Mr. Blashill.
We're going to lose Jesse as a blogger now.
I don't really see the correlation. I mean, if you've watched hockey and you want to know good coaching, you turn on this game today. It was, you know, not just a middling game. This was a game that turned the whole season around. You know, no other man could have done this job. All right. So here we go. This is a quote from Jeff Blashill. Matt, are you buckled in? I think he is. Here we go. I think ultimately what Blink needs to do is be an elite power play guy. Elite. If you look at the guys in the league that have real success with maybe some potential defensive deficiencies, it's because they're elite offensively, and certainly the power play is a big factor in that.
So am I supposed to hear, like, is it somebody with defensive deficiencies that we've talked about before?
Ooh.
Because we know Mantha's not terrible, and we know Zadina's doing good, so I'm trying to think who needs to step it up on the power play. I'm going to say Mr. Robbie Fabry, because he just came back. So that's why he was a topic of conversation.
I'm actually going to give you one more guess on this one, because it's pretty difficult. I'm going to give you the quote one more time. I think ultimately what Blink needs to do is be an elite power play guy. Elite. If you look at the guys in the league that have real success with maybe some potential defensive deficiencies, it's because they're elite offensively, and certainly the power play is a big factor in that.
All right. Well, then, I mean, I'm just going to go Mantha, because that's the other direction we need to see.
This was maybe one of the more difficult entries in who is that Pokemon? And Matt, this week the answer was actually Dennis Chalowski, who is going to be on the Taxi Squad.
What?
And it looks like he's going to play the, he's going to be a Grand Rapid Griffin. And shocking news, because he's not getting any power play time in the NHL because we really need to play Juice. So there you go, Matt. Shocking news that Chalowski is going to start with the Griffins.
Oh. Well, everyone, that's as good a time as any for me to wrap the show up. Damn it. Stupid goddamn interviews. All right, I get screwed again. thanks a lot, Mike.
Man, he got screwed more than Dennis Chalowski. Getting less ice time than David, what's his name, Christian Juice?
Yes, Christian Juice.
I almost said David Juice. I don't know. Prune Juice it is. Matt.
Prune Juice. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody, check out at VOD Hockey. We actually just got a new YouTube subscriber during the show, so welcome aboard, VA Dead Boy. Thank you for coming along. See, I knew it made sense to do during the hockey game broadcast, but please, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. That does us the biggest favor in the world. And yeah, those YouTube subscriptions are doing a world of wonder. And what else? We have the Instagram at brothers_of_discussion. And then if you guys are wrestling fans, check out at BOD Podcast. And we're still hiring. So if you're a Red Wings fan and you want to put pen to paper, hit us up. DM us. They're always open on Twitter. They're always open on Instagram. So come say hi and let us know what you got. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And enjoy the big game, Mike.
Before you go, it's only $250 to get a number 18 jersey and hand-stitching streak breaker on the back of it. Matt.
All right, Mike. Thanks for that. Thanks for that update. All right, everybody. Have a good one.